From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Israeli police on Tuesday recommended indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for bribery in two criminal investigations. But the Israeli leader, calling the allegations baseless, vowed to remain in office. Israel's attorney general will now decide whether to charge Netanyahu. The recommendations were at the more serious end of the range of charges that had been expected to be leveled against Netanyahu. On television Tuesday, Netanyahu said any police recommendations to indict him on corruption charges, quote, will end with nothing. He said he will continue to lead Israel responsibly and faithfully. Three of the United States' top intelligence officials said Tuesday that they have seen Russian activity and intentions to impact the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. Here's CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
Yes, we have seen Russian activity and intentions to have an impact on the next election cycle here.
The three didn't describe the activity other than to say it was related to information warfare. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, also warned on Tuesday that time was running out for the U.S. to act on the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
North Korea continues to pose an ever more increasing threat to the United States and its interests. Pyongyang has repeatedly stated that it does not intend to negotiate its nuclear weapons and missiles away.
This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Myanmar's government was preventing the United Nations Security Council and other groups from traveling to Rakhine State.
To make sure no one contradicts their preposterous denials, they are preventing access to Rakhine to anyone or any organization that might bear witness to their atrocities, including the UN Security Council.
Haley told the council they must hold the military accountable for their actions and pressure Aung San Suu Kyi to acknowledge the horrific acts. Ace Magashule, the Secretary General of South Africa's ruling party, says he does not know how the scandal-tainted President Jacob Zuma will respond to the party's declaration that he must leave office.
So when we recall our deployee, we expect our deployee to do what the organization expects him to do. So I don't know what will happen, but let's leave it to President Jacob Zuma.
Magashule said the African National Congress is looking forward to a, quote, amicable solution, and that, quote, it's obvious that the party wants Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa to succeed Zuma. If Zuma refuses his party's instruction, the matter could go to Parliament for a vote on a motion of no confidence. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Tuesday of the need to remain focused on an enduring defeat of the Islamic State group.
ISIS's so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria has crumbled, but ISIS remains a very determined enemy and is not yet defeated.
Tillerson spoke at a conference in Kuwait for members of the coalition of the United States set up in late 2014 with a multi-pronged strategy of countering Islamic State. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are taking deadly flight as ethnic violence grows in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva that the UN Refugee Agency says four Congolese refugees seeking safety in Uganda have drowned after their boat capsized on Lake Albert 2 days ago. The UNHCR says several days prior to the tragedy, two other refugees died also. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.